The essence of the light is to guide our walk. There can be problems outside us. There must not be problem within. Don't protect corruption. Don't edge corruption. Don't face corruption. Expose it. Let light shine on it.
The words that I speak unto you are spirit and life, meant to make you grow. The light of God shines in every heart that desires to know God in His true nature. You are welcome to this divine feast at the table of the Lord as we journey from one level of faith to another by the revelation of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Through His minister, we believe you'll be richly blessed.
Amen. This morning we'll be moving straight to our morning teaching by the mercies of Jesus. And what we are going to be looking at in lesson 99 is preparing the way for salvation. Amen. Preparing the way for what? For salvation, part one. Hallelujah. Can we read John chapter 17, verse 3? John chapter 17, verse 3. And this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. Amen. You know, over the time, for some weeks now, we've been looking at the core of the scriptures as the pathway to life. Amen. We've been looking at the core of the scriptures as the pathway to life. And we begin to see that God intends that all men will know the true God. Praise the Lord. God intends that all men will know the true God. So it means that you can believe and don't know the true God. Amen. You can believe and know a false God. Hallelujah. He said He has made a plan and set it straight on how a man can escape falsehood. What a competent Savior. He has made a what? A plan and has set it straight. How a man can escape. So it means that when you got born again, there's already a plan that is set straight to escape falsehood. Amen. That is why you can't appear before God in heaven and you said to God, I've believed a lie. There was a plan for you that you didn't know. Amen. Then that scripture that he likes so much, Jeremiah 29 verse 11. For I know the what? For I know the thought that I think towards you, not of good, not of what? Not of evil. To give you a what? An expected end. So it means that you didn't know the expected end. That was how you didn't know the plan that didn't make you believe Him that is true. So there can be a second chance in heaven because you believe a false God. I just heard it on radio and I believed it. And because that now happened, sorry. Let's give you another life to live. There was a plan meant for you that you didn't know about. And ignorance is not an excuse before the law. Amen. He said, not just to call upon the name of God, but to know Him who is true. So man can call upon the name of God. In fact, when people call upon the name called God, the definition of who they think as God is what the God they are calling about. So that somebody is saying God, you are saying God, does not mean you are calling upon the same God. Amen. Now, he said, God is a breed of life. Amen. So that is why He sent Jesus to the world to make all men know Him who is the true God. Because Satan, right from the fall, began to perpetuate every kind of religion. Now, there's an instinct in man concerning the supernatural. Amen. Every man believes in an unknown being, an entity somewhere there. The world can't be disorganized without somebody behind it. Amen. Praise Jesus. So you can't believe Big Bang Theory. That's fallacy of the highest order. Hallelujah. But we have come to see that God saw that a time is going to come, there are going to be many religions on the earth that is going to bring about a false God. Hallelujah. Can we read Hebrews chapter 1, verse 1? Hebrews chapter 1, verse 1. Can we read together? He said, God, who had in sundry times and in diverse manners spake in the time past unto the fathers by the prophets. He said, God spoke in time past and spent several years in sending prophets with what? Hello, brethren. Prophet with what? And so, if you are a prophet, you must be with scriptures. That is how we know God sent you. Amen. So he did not just send what? Seers. But men who were able to navigate into his very thoughts concerning salvation. So, actually, a seer may not see salvation. You know, imagine the day where Agabus took the garden of Paul. That thing was saying was true, but he was not saying salvation. That what you are saying is true to a natural man or to a carnal man. Or I don't even use the word true. And let us say what you are saying is a statement of fact that is even visible. It does not mean you are seeing salvation. So it took Paul to shut them down. You are not seeing salvation. And that's a prophet. Hallelujah. Amen. He said, God sent through them so that men can have guidance and assurance about when the time of salvation will come. And then the Savior will be what? Will be easily known. So actually, the Savior may not be easily known. If God don't send prophets with scriptures, the Savior may not be easily identified. Hallelujah. He said, this is so that there will not be what? Imposters that we want to create falsehood. Actually, in every generation, there's always a falsehood. Amen. Because that is the lie of the devil. He's the father of lie. He's the father of falsehood. Amen. Because when it comes to the program of salvation, the church must be mindful that there's a program attached to it. Praise the Lord. When people write code, once one comma, you know, when you put comma, you put full stop, the code won't work. Amen. So it means that if something is a program, there's a procedure to it. Hallelujah. If something is a what? It's a program, there's a what? There's a, you know, means that you can't jump at it. You must learn it. So the program for God is salvation. And scriptures cannot be broken. Can we tell your neighbor, scriptures cannot be broken. Say, scriptures cannot be broken. For they are what? For they are powerful. Let's read a scripture. John chapter 10, verse 35. John chapter 10, verse 35. Okay, let's read from verse 34. And Jesus answered them, is it not written in your law? I said, ye are gods. For he called them gods, unto whom the word of God came. And the scriptures cannot be what? So actually, when scripture can be broken, it means scripture is old. Scripture is truth. That's why you hear scripture of truth. They told Daniel, we will show you that which is noted in the scripture of truth. So, when prophet is bringing the words of the scriptures, there are many things there, and you may not know what is noted there. That is said during the week. That when you take their writings, they talk about issues happening in Israel, issues happening around the world, but in the midst of it, they were able to bring out intentions of salvation. So, it's not just open for a layman to read. Everyone must open our eyes to see what is noted. Because if you can't see what is noted, then you can't journey with scriptures. Hallelujah. Said the scripture of the prophets are powerful and have stood for many years. I want us to read this last phrase together. He said they have what? Many years. They have ended generations, kingdoms, ideologies, and today they are still tormenting all. Wow. You know, God said I mentioned this statement during the week. Scripture is powerful. Scripture, we end Let me just say something during the week. That there is no lie. The devil wants to concord now. That scripture has not finished. You know, there's no new trend. You know, after a while you think, LGBTQ. Hey, this new thing now. Man sleeping with man. Man sleeping with man. God has finalized that in Romans 1. He has finished that. So actually, God is a competent savior. God went into the end of the matter. Now, he didn't just go into the end of the matter. He made sure that prophets scripted all the matters. Imagine the people that came to meet Lot at the gate. And they were trying to sleep with angel. Oh. Yes, they were trying to sleep with angel. So actually, man has not even tried to sleep with angel. So it means that man has not even fall as it were. Maybe, you know, there's a way when you see how much sin is, you feel, hey, is this God powerful like this? You know, sin can mesmerize God on your heart. I feel like you don't know God. God can't save you. No, there is no worst of sin that God has not planned for. Yes. So, and that is the reason why God gave scriptures. So God gave scripture as a blessing. When he raised the Jews. So God, someone said during the week, those they committed scripture to truly. It's not just the church primarily. It's the Jews. It's the Jews. To them we are what? We are committed the oracles. Which is a what? A great gain. Not just for them alone, but for the whole world. Romans chapter 3 verse 1. Can we read Romans 3, 1? Our faith must be established. Hello, can we read together? It said, what advantage then are the Jews? Or what profit is there of circumcision? Verse 2. It said, much everywhere chiefly, because that unto them we are committed the oracles of God. So actually, every family in Eternal Life Embassy must have commitment to the oracles of God. That what you can hand over to children as heritage is oracles. It's not the house you have built that won't be okay for them when they've grown up. Hallelujah. Because many of us, I don't even want to go back home. Even when you go back home, you go and rent hotel. Where you use wee-wee and spoil. The Lord is helping us in Jesus' name. Amen. He said, not just for them alone, but for the whole world. Let's continue reading this morning. God didn't want to impose himself on man. He wants man to be... God is not an imposter. And God is not looking for people that would justify him. Amen. Actually, God don't like justifying himself. It's one of the nature of God. God is meek. God is tender. Though he's a competent savior, but he's not rash. He wants man to be helped. And so presented various avenues that can make every man. So actually, if you don't arrive at the savior, you can't say it's God's fault. You can't say it's God's fault. God used every avenue. God used every means. So the greatest miracle, wow. You know, reading through this manual this morning, I feel like the spirit of prophecy is upon the house. The synchrony, the alignment, the use of words. The greatest miracle that can happen to any man's life is to what? Is to arrive at the knowledge. So actually, that is said during the week, that in the gospel, there's miracles. There's the signs and wonders of the gospel. Do we hear that? So we are not particularly fussed about people trying to do miracle. We are not fussed about miracle because there is a sign, there's a wonder that should accompany the preaching of the gospel. And that wonder and miracle is not first of all healing of the body. It's that men are raised as signs and wonders. That is the greatest miracle. 1 Timothy 2:4. 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 4. God will have all men to be what? God's haven't read that scripture to us during, okay? Who we have all men to be what? To be saved and to come unto, that's a journey, unto the knowledge of the truth. So we can't say we are coming to the knowledge of the truth if scriptures are not opened. If scripture is not our heritage. Hallelujah. Amen. And that is the greatest miracle. So when you're opening your Bible, you are reading it, and the Holy Ghost is bringing understanding. That's the greatest miracle. Hello? That's the greatest what? Miracle. Have you not seen people on crusade ground? Who received your miracle? I said, I don't want your Jesus. I went back home. Will you collect the miracle from there? Amen. Let's continue reading this morning. Can we read John 3:16? John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Can you see miracle? This miracle. Hello, church. This is the miracle. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish. So when you're having understanding, they are delivering you from perishing. Perish is an understanding. Or perishing is a life. So everlasting life also is a life. If should not perish but have everlasting life, then it means that perishing is here on earth. So everlasting life can't be in heaven. If the life man is living is perishing, and we can't wait to heaven to now have everlasting life, then it means we were part of those that perished. So the greatest miracle is that we are having understanding of everlasting life. Understanding of the laws of the beginning. On Wednesday, how many of you felt those jabs? Papa, papa, papa. Those jabs were heavy. To husband and to wife. Husband is crying for water. Wife is crying for submission. Yes. Those were heavy. They are trying to deliver you from perishing. Yes. I pray the Lord is helping us in Jesus' name. Said God's utmost provision is that man would not perish, but come to eternal life, for which he sent Jesus. God gave the testimony of John to help the Jews. Do you see that? Remember sometime during one of the morning teaching, because I was trying to paint a picture to us, the fact that the Jews were given, first of all, a message from John. And that's the reason why they need to repent. They had the law, they had a prophet, but the Gentiles don't have anything. Yes, we are sold to dumb idols. Amen. Praise Jesus. But God sent John to the Jews, because they need to be aware of the Messiah in their midst. Amen. He said, God has spoken ahead of the time that he would send the Messiah. But before that, he would send a... Salvation is too detailed. If salvation is not true, nothing is true. I mean, nothing on earth is true. That was saying during the week, when you check the literacy of the scripture, you will know that even the professor of English is, imagine, who are the minds that wrote these things? The use of words? Is it the language, the tenor, the manner? Praise the Lord. So even if you don't know English, start reading Bible. It's not prayer mind, start reading Bible. There's a way, it will alter your mind. You'll be lettered. God, someone said it during the week. But one of the things the scripture, you just be lettered. Imagine fishermen wrote scripture. So actually, gospel is not for the elite. Hello? Gospel is not Queen's English. And that's the reason why God is going to raise a number of us to be able to preach this gospel in different languages. So that it will not be branded the gospel of the white man. We know the most accepted language now is English. But we know that English is not what makes gospel potent. Hallelujah. So God sent John To the what? To the people of Israel. Can we read Malachi chapter 3, verse 1? Amen. Praise Jesus. Can we read together? He said, behold, I will send my messenger, and he shall prepare the way before me. And the Lord, whom ye seek, shall suddenly come to his temple, even the messenger of the covenant, whom ye delight in. Behold, he shall come, saith the Lord of hosts. God announced the coming of the messenger to reveal that he truly desires to save his people, for he is the Savior. So if he can't save his people, then they are not his people. About 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago, God's servant came unto Israel of the people of God. My people, peculiar people. And what makes them peculiar is that he has saved them. If he can't save them, they can't be his people. Amen. So technically, we are people of God. But if salvation has not been wrought, we are not yet his people. Amen. Praise Jesus. Technically, you have admission, but you don't have a certificate yet. You're on the way. So until you have been certified to have a certificate, you don't have it. Even by 400 level second semester, you don't yet have it. Even when you have finished the school, they are still going to say that, okay, who certified, who projected this man? Who is overseeing his projects? Yes, because actually, that project actually is to bring onto you character, learning. It's not just ed learning. Imagine you went to speak anyhow to your supervisor, and you're a first class student. You know you are coming to 2-1. Yeah, because what you should learn in the four walls of education is not just cramming, la cram la poor. There is a, well, go and take your certificate. Yes, there is character learning there. Amen. So actually, God wants to save man. Though man is being saved, but man must arrive at salvation. Amen. So, for he is the Savior of his people. Amen. None can ignore that a messenger will come to prepare the way before the Lord. And the Lord is the one whom Israel has been. So, actually, that scripture is not primarily for Gentiles. It's Israel. Though, prophetically, the scripture, the church also have that landscape. Amen. Do you know what I mean? You know, when the Lord begins to say about the journey of the children of Israelites in the wilderness, that's the typology of the journey of believers. So I'm saying that even the sending of John, the sending of Jesus, is also a typology of how God wants to save his people. Hallelujah. So the scripture shows that the Lord as his messenger that we go before him. While he who is coming after is the Lord. Jehovah is coming with what? Oh, brethren, Jehovah is coming with what? So once Jehovah shows up, salvation is available. The Lord is going to come as a what? As a messenger of the covenant. It should not be difficult to accept God's provision that he promised to come as a messenger of the. So actually, when the messenger of the covenant shows up, it's about saving his people. It's about salvation. So we must be. Now, many of the time, when you say somebody is coming to meet you at home, you have expectation. Hello? Imagine that he says, I want to come and greet you at home. You have expectation. You know blessing will drop. Or you don't know. I know that blessing will drop. Hallelujah. Amen. And imagine when God now saying he's coming to visit you at home. Because many of the time, we don't really can't capture the blessing of salvation. Because we don't know how man has fallen. How much man has fallen. Can God be a messenger? There is a question. I love this question. Can God, can you ask your neighbor, can God be a messenger? Olowogboro, elesefense. Alapaburugu, elengiburugudu. You know, there's a way you buy, elogize God, that this God is not fine, man. By the time you hear that God, then they finish describing the God. This is like a monster. Can God be a messenger? Yes. He will be a messenger. And he is a messenger. Why? He has a message. Hello? God has a what? God has a message. God has a message. That is why he became a messenger. Hallelujah. Because actually, what Satan preached to Adam and Eve was a message. Amen. He wants to bring a message. He promised to come himself. Can we read Isaiah 59 verse 16? Isaiah 59 verse 16. Can we read together? And he saw that there was no man. And he wondered that there was no what? Intercessor. Therefore, his arm. Say his arm. Brought what? Salvation unto him. And his righteousness, it sustained, hello, his arm brought salvation to him. Amen. So actually, the Lord was mindful of his messenger. The Lord is truly mindful of his messengers. That is why when you see people that carry message, the Lord is mindful of them. Because what they are holding, not every man can hold it. Said he had in the past sent what? Messengers. And we also sent a special messenger before he finally comes. A special messenger that will be before him. He will become the messenger of the covenant. Can we read Malachi 3 verse 2? But who may abide the day of his coming? Who shall stand when he appeareth? For he is like a what? A refiner's fire. You know, God's servant got here on Wednesday. Church is sweet. I don't know about you. Church is sweet. Maybe your own church is not, but my own church is sweet. Yes. Because when you are seeing the synchrony of the spirit, the alignment of what? When you want to build a house and you get an architecture or an architect to give you an architecture of the house, there is, our house is laid. House is not laid. Yeah, yeah, yeah. When they ought to do roofing, they will not be trying to do something else. That is why when you come across the message, your heart must rest with it. But truly, brethren, it takes a lot of time before heart can rest with message. The first problem is I'm not understanding. Yes. Even no man understands that to start with. Yes. They preach until you can believe the message. So we are going to commit our hearts to what we are hearing until we can believe the message. If we can't believe the message, then we have believed the lie. So a messenger will precede the coming of our Lord. So anyone who says he's a Messiah, who preceded you? And who came before you? If nobody came before you and an imposter, you are not a savior. Hello? Do we get what we are saying? Because many religions of the earth want to hijack Jesus. They want to, you know, there's a way they bring the concept of Jesus to every religion. It can be a big master, a better uncle. There's a name they will shall give to him somewhere there. To make it look like we are the same. No problem. You don't ask me one question. Who came before Jesus to allow this coming? Yes. Who was a messenger sent before? Can we read here? He says, so if anyone comes that does not have a messenger from the Lord preceding him, there must be a messenger preceding him. We are in the day of arguments. We are in the day of blaspheming. And every man must have an answer. Every man must have an answer. It must not be, that's what he said. Hello, church. He is not the true savior, but an imposter. Yes. Amen. So a messenger will what? We precede the coming of our Lord. So if anyone that does not have a messenger from the Lord preceding him, he is not the true savior, but an imposter. God has spoken to them ahead of time that when it is time for him to come, somebody will come before him and will be called the forerunner. So John is a forerunner of Jesus. So if you say you have a prophet that is the Savior, who is his forerunner? Who spoke about him? Amen. And what are the books that the person used to speak about you if you are saying you are the Savior? God did everything for man to be saved. It's too clear that God knew that we are in a day where we will need these materials. Because a lot of people want to make you feel like you are too judgmental. Some people, when you hear words like, no man cometh to God except by me. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man come. That statement is too affirmative. It's too judgmental. And the cerebral mind, the sensual world, want to feel like, no. You have your truth, I have my truth. No. Truth can only be in one person, and it's in Jesus. Yes, go and check it. If you are not believing Jesus, you have believed a lie. Because Jesus is the way. Jesus is the truth. Jesus is the life. And no man will know the Father without Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. He will come as the one who is to prepare the way. That is exactly what God said through Isaiah. When you see prophet Isaiah, when you read through his writings, you will know that the Lord blessed him with salvation. The way Isaiah saw Jesus. Hey. Isaiah, prophet of woe. By Isaiah 6. From Isaiah 6 upward. He was just, daddy, thank you, sir. How can you be talking about buying the testimony among my disciples? Silly, you know, those are New Testament words. But that man lived a normal day in the days of his flesh. In the days of his flesh, yes, it will take so much mercy for his wife to even design him that he was a prophet of the scripture. Those men, they were not men they reckoned with on earth. But God was working. They were scripting it out. They were writing. You know, something can be on you and you can't write it. Yes, you can have something within your spirit that can bring brought to bear. So a whole lot of mercy visited the prophets to be able to not just have the unction, to be able to write it out. Many of them were scribes. Scribes. When you see how the Lord, because someone was saying during the week, that God had to imprison Luke with Paul. Imagine there's no book of Acts. Imagine there's no book of Luke. Amen. I know by mercy that even we restore back these giftings of being able to capture message in writings. Because what is written can easily be retrieved. What is written can travel. It's written already. Even if you have done mistake there, it has been written. It's not, once you print it and you bring it out. That's why we must pray that this book, man Jesus, the Lord is going to sin is bringing out. Because truly, spirits know that what is written is written. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Can we read Isaiah chapter 40, verse 3? Isaiah 40, verse 3. It said, the voice of him that crieth in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. Make straight in the desert a highway for our God. This was John crying in the wilderness. This was the assignment they gave to John. And John came and started baptizing with water. God's servant told us that water is not just water baptism. It was just a type of what he's doing in the spirit. He was to bring back the heart of the fathers to the children and to bring the children to the wisdom of the just. Amen. It is clear that our God is coming. Can you tell your neighbor it is clear? It is clear that our God is coming. Our God is coming. Because you know, I know our God is coming. He's also raising messengers. Yes. Once we are in the day where God is raising messengers, especially messengers of the covenant, God himself will show up. There's a scripture God someone likes so much that says, when the words of the kingdom is at near, then the kingdom is at near. When the words of the kingdom is at near, then the kingdom is at near. Praise Jesus. So he has spoken ahead of time that he is coming. So his coming is not rapture. Oh, do you see that? His coming is not what? His coming. We are not saying rapture may not happen. Rapture will not happen. Be concerned about his coming. They are being concerned about rapture. Hello? What do we say? Be concerned about his coming. Because his coming is coming by light. That is why the path of the righteous is as a what? It's as a shining light. Who is shining? He's coming. He's the one shining. He's coming. It's as a shining light that shines brighter and brighter unto a perfect day. So don't be tired of his coming. Because this morning he would come. In fact, he has come. Yes. God is mindful of every man. And he wants to save every man. He is the Lord. Jehovah is coming. To what? To save his people. But a voice will go before him. It will be the voice of him that crieth in the wilderness, saying, prepare ye the way of the Lord. Meaning, get ready for the Messiah to what? Say, get ready. Say, get ready for the Messiah to come. So, this morning, the issue now, dear, is that why can't we wait for the Messiah to come? Amen. Because truly, we need to wait for the Messiah to come. Hallelujah. Because a lot of the time, the Messiah may not show up when you want him to show up. So I want us to discuss around that this morning. Let's get one or two feedbacks. I know our mommy is going to bless us with feedback, but can we get one or two feedbacks before mommy comes up? Okay, bro, Lekon Adams, you're welcome, sir.
Good morning, Daddy. Good morning, pastors. And that Isaiah 40, make justice to that.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Those that wait upon the Lord, he will renew their strength. So hey. When there is no strength, grant us strength. We need a strength to wait. Because that to wait is not something someone can just do. Because he said that young men will weary and utterly faint.
Yeah.
So if God did not give man strength, there's no how he will wait. So it is strength from the Lord that will cause a man to wait. Thank you, sir.
That's beautiful. That's beautiful. It takes strength to wait. It takes strength to what? To wait. So actually, you will now know that actually they were tired of waiting. That was why they needed John. Yes, they were tired of waiting. The Lord needed to quicken them, to bring them to waiting. That is why when you see those who responded to Jesus at first, they were disciples of John. Yeah, because it took John to prepare those that can wait. So also, also prophetically, in the understanding of the message, if you don't drink milk well, you can't wait on the Lord. If there's no water that can make you believe Christ. Remember, God someone was laboring one of the morning teaching also, talking about the doorway of how you believed. That if the doorway of how you believed did not make you hope for Christ, you can't wait on the Lord. You will wait on a new car. You will wait on a new house. You will wait on children. You will wait on husband. You will wait on wife. And when those things come, you are still waiting because they never satisfy. Yes. It never satisfies. So actually, a man who does not wait for the Lord, yes, cannot see the Lord. And you can't easily wait for the Lord if the message of Christ has not been preached to you. Mommy, you're welcome, man. Can we give Mommy a round of applause?
Good morning, Daddy. Good morning, everybody. Pastors, good morning. You see, where we have gotten into, like Pastor was saying, you are amazed at how prophecy is being fulfilled. Now, what we are going through, it's a message that Daddy has given years back. Where we are today is as if he's repeating what he has given years back. When he was talking about scriptures on Tuesday, that scriptures, we need to believe scriptures. Now, see how much they emphasize scriptures this morning. It's as if he went back to this message to preach on Tuesday, and he did not go back. So you can see that we are not following a cunningly divine fable. We are following a life that has been laid down long before we were born. A life that God himself has defined, that Jesus came to fulfill. Now we must understand that no matter what happens, the scripture is the message. The scripture carries the gospel. Now till now, Israel, they are still waiting for the Messiah. They know through their scripture that he's going to come. But they were not prepared for his coming. He came, he left, they killed him. They are still waiting. Daddy will always say, when you talk about repentance, repentance is not meant for the Gentiles. Repentance is meant for Israel because they have been given something that is to help them to receive when he comes. But because their eyes were not open, and that was why they need repentance to believe the oracles that was committed to them to keep. They kept it. But they did not enter into salvation. God used them as his people to keep his word for the whole world. And I look at it. Now, if God has permitted them to have that understanding, you and I will not have a portion today. Because they will keep it as our father's thing. And hide it. And we will not get there. So God had to shut them out. Just keep it for them. When their time is going to come. And when their time comes, you see how they will run. But our own time is now. Hallelujah. Amen. We are the Gentiles. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
But that we are coming into this light is because God wants all men to be saved. That he said something during the preacher's. He said, hell is not meant for man. It's meant for the angels that disobeyed. You don't have the fiber for hell. You don't have the fiber for lake of fire. They have it. Our own fiber is meant for us to know God and carry God and follow God and be with God. That is how we are made. So in God's heart, every man should be saved. He wants all, no matter your color. That's why the gospel is not meant for the elite. It's meant for every man. He gave it to fishermen. They did not go to school. What they wrote, professors cannot write it. So you know that when God is dealing with man, God has his own way of dealing with man. God has his own way of preaching his gospel to man. And every man can understand the gospel. It is not a matter of school. This is a special school. that God wants every man to come into. In school, you learn. This is the school of the spirit that every man should register to and be raised by the scripture, because every man can understand the scripture. When you start, you might not understand. Normal school, you start with ABC. A, B. You learn those before they start combining things. So how can you just come to school of life and start understanding like that? You won't understand, but sit there. A child will not run away from school. I don't understand. I'm no longer going to school. Will you ever learn? You will never read. You will never learn. You will just, they will force him. You'll be screaming. You'll be shouting. They know that is your future, boy. You don't know. We know. God knows this is our future. So that is why, whether you like it or not, you are enjoying, you are not enjoying. It's not for enjoyment. It's for understanding. So you sit. We sit. We wait. And they bring it at levels. They won't bring it at the same time. When you sit down, we wait. You see, you have to patiently wait. There's no hurry now. You know, these days is instant noodles, instant. This generation, they love instant, but this is not for instant. This is for waiters. Wait. You will sit. We will learn. We will become. Hallelujah. For it is our future. It's meant for you. It's meant for me. So that's why we have to sit down there and learn. This past week, he's telling us there's a lot. They are just opening things. Be ready to learn. When you have learned yesterday, when you're coming today, come afresh. Hallelujah. The gospel is sweet, my brother. Church is not becoming sweet. Church is because that is what church is supposed to give to man. Hope for life. To be able to journey and get to God is not a joke. But don't ignore your process. There's a process going up, and in that process, there is something they want to achieve in our process. And the one they want to achieve is salvation. So every man, let's be committed to this work. Let's look at it. Go back to scriptures. That we always say that when you're reading the scripture, the first thing you understand is not it. Look again. It's not it. So you just read. No, you have not read. That is saying that now they're going to do a kind of a progress that he wants to do now, that everybody must read the scriptures. The importance of reading, we can't come into this life without the scriptures. The scriptures have already archived everything. Now, they are being open to us because they are already written. What is written? It's written. It can't be changed. But let it be in our life that whatever is written, your own is to believe. We are believers. Our own is not to repent. Our own is to believe. So as the scriptures are being opened, as the words are coming to us, we have a job. Believe it. And as you keep believing, don't ask unnecessary questions. There are no fables. You don't understand. Don't worry. Understanding will come. Don't be agitated. Wait. And as we wait, more understanding will come. And salvation will be revealed more to us. And it will be easy for us to journey and become saved. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. This is the best thing God can give to man. It's the greatest miracle. It's the greatest miracle. God has given man what man needs to become. The only thing man needs to know is that we need to believe it, that is meant for you, is meant for. When you are reading the scripture, don't read it as if daddy said. Read it as a scripture written to me. Hey. It's for my life. Yes. They have written about my life. So I must understand my life. So I must sit down and understand what is written to me. It's like a lover writing to you. And you're not sitting with that love letter. You don't understand love letter again these days. But this is a love letter written to man. That God is the best lover. And he said, my lovers, I want you to come to me. This is my letter to you. The scriptures is the letter to us. Let's sit with it. Don't be agitated. You know, at times when you're reading the scripture, that's when your body will be aching you. You want to stand up. You want to walk away. Deal with those things. They don't want us to get into the understanding that God has given to raise man. Hallelujah. All of us, you have to go back to the scriptures. Daddy has defined it. To preach, you must have it. And when it's not in you, you can't give it out. You're blessed. Thank you.
Can we begin to pray this morning that we'll sit and learn the scriptures?
We believe you've heard the voice of the Lord by virtue of the words that has come unto you. Why don't you make it a date with us in any of our meetings? You can join us on Wednesdays for special teaching with Reverend Busuyi Olabode by 5 p.m. and Sundays by 8 a.m. at Eternal Life Embassy, 175 Adeyemi College Road beside Mercyland Hospital, Ondo. For more information, please call 0806-509-8130 or 0703-395-8818 or visit our website www.fmli.org. Remain blessed.